As I was walking my dog today, God began to lay on my heart about setting the captives free, and how freedom is the objective for us to serve. The freedom is the objection, is the object for God to free us so we can serve. It's hard to free, hard to serve when you are bound. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus became a curse, became the curse, so we could be free, because we were already cursed. Praise God. Cursed through things that we hadn't even had anything to do with. And it's a tough feeling sometimes, thank God. It's tough sometimes when you're bound by things that you had nothing to do with. Praise God. Hallelujah. But thank God for Jesus. And so he brought me to this word today, and he began to minister to my heart about being free. And whatever we are a prisoner to, it truly is our master. It masters us. Whatever we are a prisoner to, it truly is our master. Hallelujah. Jesus used several examples about, we're not going to read from the New Testament, we're going to read some in the Old Testament, but he talked about being a money mastering us, you know, the mammon being our God, and how those things, and anything that masters you, it becomes your Lord, it leads you, and we become a prisoner to it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we are a prisoner to it. And when you're enslaved by something other than God, it is bondage. And God doesn't call you slaves, he calls you sons. God never makes slaves, he makes sons. He never intended for us to be slaves. If he made us out of his image and his likeness, God is not a slave to anything. I can guarantee you that. He is not a slave to an election. He is not a slave by anything, saints of God. Hallelujah. This is how you have to know your God is bigger than what you see. He is bigger than the norm. He is bigger than what societal norms. God will not be, he will not play second fiddle. So you wonder sometimes, why are you put in situations that seem bigger than you? I'm here to tell you, because God wants to reveal himself in that place, thank God. Sometimes we think, God, I'm in this situation because I'm in this situation. Why am I in this situation that's too big for me? Because God wants to prove that he's bigger. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to get into some things tonight. I'm excited about this word, thanks to God. Praise God. Y'all turn with me to Numbers 21. Y'all turn with me to Numbers 21. Y'all turn with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if I had a title for this message, if I had a title, which I really, if I had a title, it would be called Banned. BANNED, Banned. Praise God. Banned. Hallelujah. So this is gonna be good, thanks of God. So what did I say? Numbers 21. So as I was in mediation today with the Holy Spirit, he began to impress in my spirit about the walk, and how I thank God for the believers around me, and I thank God for the he has grace, and he has given me the privilege and honor to be around men and women of God who always encourage you to keep following Jesus. not following my feelings, not following my failures, but following Jesus. Oh, yes, we can follow our failures because they keep being at the forefront of our mind. And so henceforth, we're being led by them. The Apostle Paul said, I have to have my mind renewed daily. I have to renew the spirit of my mind. He said this a few times, one time in Ephesians, I believe. He talks about the spirit of one's mind. Without the spirit, it is impossible to follow Jesus. The flesh will not follow Jesus. It won't. It is truly the Antichrist. The flesh is truly the Antichrist. And so, which brings us to this message tonight called Banned. Just to give you a little background before we get into the meat of it. Aaron had just been stripped of his garment. And they were put on his son, Eleazar. And they took Aaron to the top of the mountain, and he died. Now, Aaron was one of the leaders, was one of the forefront of this spirit, this God-led move of God's people. And he had offered up a strange fire, and I'm not gonna broach all that tonight, thanks of God, because we can be there for a little bit. But he died, and the congregation was mourning, and they were hurting, and they were devastated, but they had to keep moving. And God, I believe, gave them 30 days to mourn, and then he instructed them it was time to move. Now, there's a time for things, saints of God. And it doesn't mean that God is inconsiderate of your hurt. But a lot of times, saints of God, with your moving, that's where your healing is at. So they're pressing towards a promise. Towards the promised land with a promise. See, the land was not the destination, although it was a place for them to worship. When they had received God and that promise, they had already had everything, but they couldn't see it that way. And so as they were moving, fight occurred. Oh, don't get distracted at the fight, saints of God. War was raging as they were moving. Now watch this, saints of God, which brings us to the message tonight. Numbers 21, the title of this message is Banned. Banned. 21, verse 1. Aaron had died, and here's where we pick it up. We'll pick up the story here. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. Now, this is loaded here, saints of God. We have a king, Arad, who's talked about quite extensively through the word of God, and I'm not going to get into him tonight. But he was specifically a Canaanite king. Cain. The Canaanite, the son of Ham. Hallelujah. The people who had no covenant with God, at least. And if y'all didn't know, their God was Baal. and they worshiped Baal extensively, and they still worship Baal. You don't have to be from Canaan to be a Canaanite. We've got Baal worshipers right here in America. And they were extremely strong, and there was a lot of them. And God brought them, by the way, of their enemy. Hallelujah. So they're facing, on the way, their enemy. One of their chief leaders had just passed. They're still mourning and still hurt. And here comes a fight. Oh, isn't it funny sometimes, saints of God, that it can seem as if God leads us right into a war. And until these wars, and inside of these wars, the enemy takes part of us as prisoner. I can tell you from my life, thanks to God, there has been times where God had led me right into seemingly a mess. But it wasn't the mess that he wanted me to keep focusing on. He wanted me to hold on to my promise and to him. And there was times, and I'll be honest with you, saints of God, there are things that I have experienced that have taken parts of Brother Marcus captive at times. And I knew I didn't realize it had taken me captive until I rehearsed the pain of it. Until I rehearsed the vengeance of that individual, or looking at things from a carnal standpoint. And they take us prisoner. Oh, the prisoner. These are things that we have the key to, but we don't open the door for us to be free. Sometimes we've been so captive by something so long, we tend to think, well, that's just how it's supposed to be. They had taken some of them prisoner. Hallelujah. Do you not know we can be so engrossed in even war that it can take us prisoner? Hallelujah. And Israel came by the way of the spies. Now, to understand what, to really extract from this text, the spies were the ones who were sent out, and they brought back a report. So they were going by the report of the Lord. But they didn't go without a fight. The Canaanites. Hallelujah. The Canaanites. Their arch enemy. And God brought them right by them. So there is a fight on the way by obeying and listening to the Lord. Now watch this, saints of God. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord. They knew where their help came from. And said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. So Israel comes to God with a vow. And when you accept God, you know you are making a vow to him. And a vow is precious. God says, my word is my bond. God don't need swears. He don't need oaths. His word is his bond. This is why the name of Jesus still holds more weight than any other name, because his name is his name. Because all the backing of heaven, all the hosts of heaven, all the deliverance and healing, all the power and the glory is in his name. So they vowed a vow. And y'all know what a vow is. It's a solemn promise. And when we take that blood of Jesus, we have a vow to God. God had a vow to us on the cross. And as we pick up our cross, we vow our loyalty unto God. Oh, there is nothing bigger than obedience. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. So they promised unto God that we'll destroy the Canaanite cities. Now, Canaan, a very mysterious and peculiar place. Very mysterious and peculiar people. I think we've done quite a few teachings on the Canaanites. But in Hebrew, the root word is actually pronounced Kena. And the meaning of it means to be brought down by a heavy load. Oh, the weight of God's glory. No man can stop, saints of God. So there's prisoners. And when any time there is something in your life locked away, it is smart to go to the Lord. It is absolutely imperative, saints of God. God understood that we would, we're human. We hold on to things. We like to be comfortable, and we like to hold on to things. What so and so did to me, and we're prisoners by things that that people have done to us. We're prisoners by the things that we have done. But a vow is a promise. And do you not know this word is a promise to his people? And there is no prison big enough to hold or to stop his word from, hallelujah, from releasing the captives. The Bible says Jesus led captivity captive, hallelujah, and he gave gifts unto men. God had prophesied to Jesus. He vowed hundreds and thousands, in some cases, of years before. And he's come through, saints of God. But Israel vows a vow to God that they would utterly destroy Canaan's city, their habitation. Hallelujah. Utterly destroy. Now watch this. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel. He hearkened. He heard to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites. And they utterly destroyed them and their cities, and he called the name of the place Hormah. Now, thanks of God. I know you're wondering why Brother Mark is entitled this message as banned. Hormah it was the replacement name for one of the cities, one of the strongholds, and it was a stronghold in Canaan. And its name means banned. It also meant broken rock and devoted to destruction. But here's the kicker, thanks to God, that the children of Israel have bullseye on their backs constantly. They constantly had trouble inwardly and outwardly and as we also have. But God never leaves us without the ability of victory, saints of God. Whatever desolate place that can be heard under the sound of my voice, he will not leave you without the ability of victory. The children of Israel were not only in a foreign place, but some scholars say they were even outnumbered in this passage. And the enemy was trying to ban them from their promised land, from their blood-bought, God-given promised land. And kings and governments were coming against them. Hallelujah. And the enemy's whole intention is to ban you away from your God. But I'm here to tell you, saints of God, that your preaching, your praying, your teaching, your delivering is not only taking over territory, but bringing people into their promise. Where the enemy wants to ban you, the authority and the power God has given you has caused you to ban him. We still have prisoners in the body. But I'm here to tell you, saints of God, God has left you with the ability of victory, not only in your life, but many others, saints of God. Canaan was a problem. And they have been a problem, and they continue. The spirit of Canaan continues to live on. But you got to tell the enemy, not in my house. They worshiped Baal. They believed in all kinds of strange deities and actions, child sacrifice. They will be equivalent to what you would call, they were notable hunters, killers, equivalent to what you would call a barbarian, I would say, without a better description. Hallelujah. Skilled in hunting. Hallelujah. But did you know that your God is skilled in hunting also? Do you know that your God, hallelujah, is a killer of darkness also? Oh. Oh. Your desolation in your desolate place, or it seems desolate, is not the determination of God. When Jesus came down from heaven, the world was a desolate place because we were distant from God. I know the saints are being tried at this time, just like any other time in history. This is nothing new. The enemy's onslaught on the body is nothing new. But saints of God, don't take that prison cell. You don't have to stay in a place of confusion. You don't have to stay in a place of sin. You don't have to stay in that place, saints of God. This vow, the word of God, it breaks rocks. It's time for us to band together as a body and ban the enemy. He's given you the tools. And we have it better than the children of Israel. You know why? Because we have the Spirit of God. We got a better covenant. We got better promises. Hallelujah. Because we've got the best in Jesus. I hear all kinds of things and all kinds of fear. Hallelujah. I hear all kinds of fear talk. That there's never been a time such as this. And, you know, hey, God bless them. But they're still not bigger than Jesus. I don't care what's going on or what the enemy's murderous threats are spouting at. It's still not bigger than Jesus. It might be a foreign place in your walk, but it's not foreign to God. It might be uneasiness or unsurety, but it's, as long as you're not unsure about your God. The problem the children of Israel encountered were quite a few that we've all experienced. But when they were unsure about their God, that's when real problems happen. So your eyesight will try to play tricks on you, saints of God. This is a time you have to feed your faith. You have to feed it always. But truly, saints of God, you've got to feed your faith. You've got to stay pregnant. And I know it seems like our problems are pregnant. Hallelujah. But God is putting a ban on the enemy. He is putting a ban on the enemy off your children, off your mind, off your health. Our decision making are fueled with CNN and Fox News. Our decision making is with so and so did it this way, so and so did it that way. I'm of the mentality of what has God spoken to you in your prayer closet? What has God spoken to you in the Word? I'm a living witness. I had that label of he will always be this way. God laughs at labels. He laughs at same old, saints of God. There's an expiration date for the prisoners. There's an expiration date for the prisons. Is an expiration date for your situation. There is no expiration date on your God. Hallelujah. You need to rename your household to God's house. You need to rename your marriage to God's marriage. You need to rename, hallelujah, your lineage is God's lineage. We need to rename this country and make it a house of prayer. We need to start, hallelujah, breaking the conversations of the enemy with the enemy. Some of us, I tell you, I had to renew my vows with God a few times in my walk, thank God. Because that's the only thing that breaks, gets us to where God wants us to be, is our vows to God. Sometimes we only have vows to God for what, God, if you do this, like the children of Israel. And they went right back into a mess. We ain't going to get into that tonight. But can you vow to just stay married? Can it be, God, I'm just going to vow that I'm going to trust you? The vow that, God, you are truly Lord, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. That your good news is the only news I'm going to put my weight in. Hallelujah. The Canaanites are fighting, but God is warring on your behalf, saints of God. And you will have total and utter victory. Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there, saints of God.